So already, in terms of her values, close relationships with men weren't doing so hot. Then, in the early 1980s, Meredith became a radical feminist and began doing research into child abuse. She was confronted with horrific story after horrific story of abuse, and she dealt with incest survivors, usually little girls, for years on end. She also reported extensively on a number of inaccurate studies that came out around that time, studies that it later turned out grossly overestimated the prevalence of child molestation. The most famous study reported that a third of adult women had been sexually molested as children, a number that has since been shown to be false. And on top of all of this, Meredith fell in love and began a relationship with another woman, an incest survivor. Meredith developed a codependent and toxic relationship with her partner, one in which Meredith continually tried to save the other woman from her traumatic past. Her partner also used her traumatic past as a weapon of guilt to earn Meredith's affection. More on this and boundaries in Chapter 8. Meanwhile, Meredith's relationship with her father deteriorated even further. He wasn't exactly thrilled that she was now in a lesbian relationship, and she was attending therapy to an almost compulsive rate. Her therapists, who had their own values and beliefs driving their behavior, regularly insisted that it couldn't simply be Meredith's highly stressful reporting job or her poor relationships that were making her so unhappy. It must be something else, something deeper. Around this time, a new form of treatment called repressed memory therapy was becoming hugely popular. This therapy involved a therapist putting a client into a trance-like state, where she was encouraged to root out and re-experience forgotten childhood memories. These memories were often benign, but the idea was that at least a few of them would be traumatic as well. So there you have poor Meredith, miserable and researching incest and child molestation every day, angry at her father, having endured an entire lifetime of failed relationships with men, and the only person who seems to understand her or love her is another woman who was a survivor of incest. Oh, and she's lying on a couch crying every other day with a therapist demanding over and over that she remember something she can't remember. And voila! You have a perfect recipe for an invented memory of sexual abuse that never happened.